Good morning and welcome back to Nachyomi. Today we're going to be focusing on Yoel Perek Gimel, the third and second last chapter of Sefer Yoel. It is a very short perek. It is consisting of only 5 psukim. At this point in the book, we are shifting from the first to the second theme in the book. The first theme of the first 2 prakim deals with the locust plague, whether it is personifying or is a metaphor for the enemies, or it's actually a real locust plague which occurred. And now we now move into Judgment Day at the end of time. It sounds like where we hear about this apocalyptic kind of battle. So here we have the perek. We can actually, because we only have 5 psukim, we get a chance to actually look at the text inside. And that is the following. It starts off via Hoya Acharei Ken, after this, which automatically links the first and second parts of the Sefer. Eshpoich Esruchi Al Kol Basar, Hashem will pour His anger or His spirit onto all of flesh. And your children and your daughters, your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your elders will dream and your young men will have visions. Even on the servants and maidservants, I will pour my spirit. So it sounds like there's going to be this prophetic spirit which is spreading among Israel. A pasuk which should be familiar to us, that I'll place signs and wonders in the heavens and the earth, which are going to be blood, fire, and pillars of smoke. The sun will turn dark, and the moon will turn blood like a blood moon before the day that Hashem comes, which is going to be terrifying. And anybody who calls in the name of Hashem will escape. Ki bahar tzion of Yerushalayim tiyeh pleitaka asher amar Hashem. Because Yerushalayim and har tzion will be a refuge. Uvasiridim asher Hashem kore. And it'll be those who remain will be in the ones who call in the name of Hashem. That's the perek, very, very short perek. So what day are we talking about? What is this build up to? What day is this? So the Ibn Ezra quotes that he quotes Rabbi Moshe HaKohen, who says that we can actually plot this in a historical fashion. We can know when this happened. Because as we're about to see in Perek Dalad, it refers to a battle which takes place in the Emek Yehoshaphat, the Valley of Yehoshaphat. So some of those people point out that this Mefarish, Rabbi Moshe HaKohen, says that it refers to a specific battle that happened in the times of Yehoshaphat. One of the battles he has against his enemy, which was prophesied, and that's perhaps when Yoel is speaking. The Abarbanel, and even the Ibn Ezra himself, but the Abarbanel takes the Ibn Ezra very, very seriously, and actually calls these words apikursos. He calls this heresy. It's not possible, he points out, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would put for time in memoriam a nevuah which was relevant only to a very specific time with all these grandiose descriptions when it's not referring to something which is much later on. Why would Hashem need to go out of His way to describe this? And we're going to see us going to talk about the unity of Israel in the north and Yehuda in the south, and at that point in time that wasn't a possibility. And so the Abarbanel takes pegging this at a specific time event which occurred back in time as impossible. It rather refers to the apocalyptic end of days, which we're all waiting for, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring retribution to the world. In fact, the Radak points out that it might not be the actual war itself, it might be the precursor to the war, in which there'll be a lot of suffering for the nation of Israel just beforehand, which is what it sounds like. What does it mean, beginning of the perek in the first 2 psukim, that everyone will have visions? What does it mean, like, you know, there's children and elders and servants, who everybody's getting visions? What does that mean? So the Mitzvot points out, it just means to say that the whole world will recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It'll be a time where the expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be so clear in the world that everybody, Jew, non-Jew alike, will see the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This beautiful vision at the end of times. But Radak says, actually, no, it refers specifically to the Jews. It's referring to the return of prophecy. And Kol Basar means all flesh, means Jews. Well, that the Jewish nation will have the return of prophecy, which we've not had for now well over 2,500 years. And this is going to be at the end of time when Hashem will speak to us more explicitly. In fact, just as a footnote, the Abarbanel notes that there are 12 ideas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is promising us at the end of days. And one of them, he enumerates all of them, one of them is the return of prophecy, and that's what the beginning of the perek is talking about. Now, the pasuk, which is the middle pasuk of this perek, pasuk Gimel, is a very famous pasuk because it is in fact quoted in the Haggadah. Not only is it quoted in the Haggadah, but we take out 3 drops of wine before we get to the 10 Makos when we say this pasuk, which is, V'nasati mavsim b'shamayim v'aretz, that I'm going to give wonders in the heavens and the earth, dam va'esh v'simras hashan, which is fire, which blood fire, and these pillars of smoke. What is this referring to? What's going on? So that generally it seems to be it's referring to some form of retribution on the nations, which is why, like when the Egyptians were smitten, we take out drops of wine because we don't feel a full heart when our enemies are suffering still. Similarly, it sounds like it's referring to the future time where there'll be such a suffering and we're not going to celebrate that. But what exactly is it? So we'll move from the most rational to the more Kabbalistic. On the Rambam side, the Rambam, who's quoted in the Radak here, says that this is all metaphoric. It's a metaphor for the chaos which is going to be coming. This is obviously going to be rational, regular wars. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is describing in these very powerful terms about dam, blood, and air, fire, and smoke. But it's a metaphoric for a lot of chaos which will ensue at this time. The Radak himself believes it's natural, but there'll be a natural element to the battle, like what's causing the fires. It'll be like lightning storms, says the Radak, that's going to light up the shrubbery and is going to set fire to it. So it's still natural, but it's not just a metaphor, it is real, it's just real natural. Whereas the Malbim on the further end of the extreme, the third opinion in this matter, is no, this is apocalyptic and it's going to be talking about supernatural ideas which are going to be occurring. We're going to see, we're going to see fire and tar are going to be coming down from the heavens. We're going to see crazy stones coming down from the heavens, Avne El Gavish. We're going to be witnessing something which is clearly not on the spectrum of normality. So there's different ways of looking at what this future war will look like. One thing which is a little bit terrifying to notice, but when you look at these psukim in Yoel, one cannot help but thinking about the mushroom cloud. Meaning to say, when one looks at these descriptions of these pillars of smoke and blood and fire, one thinks of, unfortunately, we're now in the position in the 21st century and even in the second half of the 20th century to think about what nuclear warfare looks like. And certainly, as the Mephoshim point out, that Chavi Kimat Rega, Hashem's anger is going to be for a moment, there's going to be a lot of suffering, and then afterwards there will be resolution. That sounds terrifyingly like what one would daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not happen in a nuclear war. Finally, the last pasuk assures that those who trust in the name of Hashem will find refuge, and where will they find it? They'll find it in Yerushalayim. And the Radak points out that there'll be this moment where those who trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be able to be spared of this apocalyptic moment where there'll be so much destruction and death. They'll come back to Yerushalayim, and that's what he says. Is those who call out in Hashem, Hemi Yikra Ube Emes, Hu Yikra Oysam Avodai V'Ohavai. Those who are really his true servants and loved ones, he will save on that day. We should be zoicha to be there. This is why the Gemara talks about it, where the Amoraim would say, Yesev Eloi Achlime, let the Mashiach come, but I don't want to be there to see it because it's so terrifying what may have to happen beforehand. We should have the schus of seeing the Mashiach come. But we pray that we won't have to suffer, but we'll pray that we'll be safe and our families and our nation will be safe at this point in time. In the meantime, have a wonderful, meaningful day.